From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. South Florida is waking up to much clearer skies than yesterday when a smoky haze blanketed much of the region, making driving conditions lousy and closing a major highway. All that smoke came from a huge Everglades brush fire in West Broward, which burned nearly 20,000 acres. That's according to the Florida Forest Service. During such fires, health officials often urge people with respiratory conditions like asthma or emphysema to stay home. But some of South Florida's other inhabitants, birds, tend to leave home. And that could be a big problem. WLRN intern Carla Javier explains.
For the Everglades, the transition from the dry season to the wet season means more fires.
And a lot of the vegetation that's native here would be basically taken over by some of the larger trees and plants if there weren't these fires.
That's Julie Hill Gabriel. She is the director of Everglades Policy for Audubon, Florida.
So in one sense, fire is a good thing for the Everglades and for the wildlife habitat, that it actually helps keep the habitat in check.
While historically fires have helped regulate vegetation, the smoke from the fire can prove detrimental to birds.
When they do start to see smoke come through, you know, just as it is for people, it's a warning signal that maybe they shouldn't stay.
And that could lead to problems, because now is a great time for birds to catch fish. But if the birds leave to escape the smoke, they will miss out on the fish. And there's not much humans can do to make sure the birds stay home. Eddie Ballister is a lieutenant with the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. He says the smoke is out of firefighters' control.
If the winds are blowing in a certain direction, that can be favorable for all of us, or it could potentially be harmful.
That's for humans and for the birds. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
Undocumented students living in Florida will be allowed to qualify for in-state college tuition rates under a bill signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. He signed the bill privately yesterday, but then he touted the signing at a campaign event in Fort Myers, where he spoke with our sister station, WGCU.
I want students that grew up in our state, they have the same chance to live the American dream that we all have for ourselves and our kids. And so if you grew up in our state, you're going to have in-state tuition just like your peers are going to have. And you're going to know that your tuition is not going to be going up every year.
The new law offers in-state college tuition rates to undocumented students who had attended a Florida school for at least 3 years before graduation. The current in-state rate is one quarter of what out-of-state students and those who are undocumented pay. The in-state tuition bill had been considered several times before when it drew strong opposition from many Republicans. But this year, Scott and several other GOP leaders backed the measure. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.